can never do it like I. When you see man pull up and slide, man step to the room with legends, Rio and Steve, you know it's a vibe. Check the podcast, what you wanna know? Don't ask me, go and ask Joe. If you're talking Premier League, he's on the front line and I gotta go. Oh, it's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. Vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know this.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of Vibe with Five. If you want to listen to the full version right now, you can go listen to it on Acast, all audio platforms. We're getting some good numbers on there as well. It's good because people get to go to the gym, train, do whatever they're doing without any interruptions and listen to the podcast. Thank you as well for supporting us on the Mourinho interview. It's doing really well, man. That David Gill, it's been a good month.
Yeah, man. We've got another couple of bangers coming as well, so just stay tuned, guys.
For sure, for sure. And now, I guess it's... it's safe to move it on to the weekend's actions. The Niger boys win it for Fulham against Manchester United. I'll tell you what, man.
I don't like the bass in his voice.
What, the way I said, the Niger boys. You didn't know that?
You weren't saying that in the African nations. You weren't talking up Niger at all.
Nah, I wanted Ivory Coast with him, to be honest with you. But, you know, it depends on how I feel, innit?
You're Congo. You're from Congo, bro.
Bro, I know too many Nigerians. It's a long story. Trust me. Anyway. So, Manchester United losing 2-1 to Fulham at home, by the way. Awobi, 90-plus, 7-minute goals.
Look, terrible, man, result.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Terrible result.
You know, I'll start off with you, Rio, on this one. It looked like United were on a good run. You know, well, they were on a good run, a decent run. What's happened, man?
You know, I think my main reason for Man United losing this game, or for just... when I saw Martinez go off... Uh-huh. Couple of weeks ago, and then I saw Shaw, he's out for a few weeks now. I knew there'd be problems because we said it on the show last week, because the balance of the team looks so much better when those two are fit. Two left footers, two competent ball players, and two guys who actually can handle the ball and play, and they can also defend. The team looks so much more balanced when they play, and now they're out of the team, I just don't have the confidence as much as I had when they're there. We are a basketball team. It's just wave, like, up, back, up, back. I don't see us controlling games, like.
But you know what? You're right. Those two are a huge miss, as is Hoyland, because I think we were so lacking any sort of threat against Fulham. But all season, the writing has been on the wall with us. From that Wolves game where you're going, why is that big goal in midfield? Like, I don't know if we switched to a different system, but this system is not right. Kobbie Mainoo is not a bad player. Casemiro is not a bad player. There's some players who I would question their defensive awareness. McTominay, Bruno, Eriksen. But the team that took to the field, the midfield that took to the field against Fulham, I have a certain expectation of what that team is capable of doing.
Go on, say the names. Who they were.
Casemiro was the one that really annoyed me, I would say, as I'm watching the game, because... What's the number one principle of defence? You want to be what?
I don't know.
Plus one, right?
Oh, plus one, yeah,
okay. Right, so you always want to have decent... People might call it rest defence, whatever it is.
But in our time, that was like that. Nowadays, a lot of teams play man-to-man all over the pitch.
All right, but we don't play two against four, do we?
Hmm.
Which is what I saw Fulham breaking through on Manchester United. Well, we've got two there. Now, yeah, I think, you want to have a plus one. If you may be chasing a game, you might go 1v1, but you don't go 2 against 4. That's suicide. And every time United lost the ball, which was a lot, like how many transitions did we see last week that we give away? Mm. It was like a record number or something like that. When you start adding up all of these transitions that we give teams, all of these opportunities we give teams, like Onana's got like the third highest number of saves in the league. We've given away, on average Rio, 17 shots a game. That's a licking.
You need a meeting for about them things. There's got to be an immediate meeting to sort that out.
17 goals a game. Why are you not challenging for the league? Well, that's why. And why is all of that? It's not because, yes, injuries, right? Injuries have definitely played a part. Martinez is a miss because 1v1, I think he's one of the best defenders in the league, if not the best centre-half in the league. Luke Shaw is a miss. Although I thought he was poor the last time he played, it might have been because of the injury. But the lack of control has been there
all
in
season,
every
yeah.
game
yeah.
from the first game of the season. So why is that? Well, it's the structure of the team. Now, I'm not one that sits here and goes, you've got to sack the manager, this, that and the other, because I think he needs time. Because I can see that there's a stat on here which says United have lost 10 games in the Premier League, right? Arteta lost 10 games and 13 games twice in his first few seasons. Mm. So I believe you have to give people time. And I think it takes a lot longer than people assume. And especially when the entire world's telling us that United don't have a proper structure. And now you've got Jim Ratcliffe coming out and saying, we're going to give a proper structure. That's almost an acknowledgement of how shit our structure has been for the last X number of years. So I think you get a decent structure in place and you get the recruitment in place. But this structure, I don't know if the personnel are incapable of playing the structure or if that structure isn't right for the level of a football team that we are at the moment. But we are far too open. When we get broke on, it's like you're looking at...
It's because, you know, one of the reasons why we don't set up to protect ourselves on the counter. I think a lot of teams are now playing the fullback into midfield to stop the counters, get more bodies in there, right? That's one of the reasons, main reasons Pep does that. But also, we never have a sustained period of attack. Say we go up, we get a ball, we win a ball, say at the weekend. We very rarely do you see it go out to one winger, Garnacho, come back out, recycle it, go back out the other side, and then just keep probing, having a look, put it in, pull it out, drawing people out of positions. I do not see Man United do that. It goes to one of the, he's like, I've got to get a cross in, I've got to get a shot off, I've got to do a madness to try and like to do something to get us out of the shit. I don't know.
Is this what you're saying with the back and forth kind of like football?
This is
basketball?
Why we're going up and back, because
even the stats exactly. are saying 36 goals in the Premier League this season. 36 conceded. Yeah.
Balance.
Zero goals.
Yeah, you've never had balance like that.
Well, that's what one concern is. Like, what are we? I've been saying that all season. I don't know what we are. I think the manager, when I spoke to him in Galatasaray, he said we've had a lot of injuries, so it's difficult to implement.
You're questioning them,
tactically,
didn't you?
Yeah, the tactical side of things for us and have a regular way of playing. But it's like, I don't know, man. I just think if you've got you coach your team, you're not coaching just 11. You're coaching everyone in the squad. So when they come in, should all know their roles and responsibilities to be able to implement a certain way of playing. And Man United just don't have a style of play at the moment where you go, that is them. You look at all the best teams, you know how they play. Do you know what I mean? You know, City, it's been a long time, I know that, but you know, but Postecoglou, you know how his team's going to play. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Arteta, you know how his team's going to play.
That was stuck in between. He's kind of, in 2024, post-Christmas, sort of fell upon, oh, we can play on the counter and we're pretty good at it because of the pace in the forward line. But then we just no desire to hold the ball. Like, I do a drill with my lads on a Tuesday, which is I give them 10 seconds to score a goal. Hmm. And after 10 seconds, it starts again from the halfway line. So it's working the defence, it's working the attack. And when United got in possession on Saturday, it felt like we had a 5 seconds to score or 5 seconds to get a shot off thing because it was really panicked.
Hmm. And against, like, I'm looking at Fulham.
But I'm looking at the likes of Casemiro, Mainoo, who I know has got composure. Okay, Bruno plays quite erratic and that's his sort of style. But I'm looking at the sort of players that are in that team and I'm going, could no one put the foot on the ball? Could no one maybe go home and we'll start again? Because like...
Do you think United finished top four?
I think losing at weekend, if you're going to do it, you're going to have to do a run that I don't see in us. Like with Højlund scoring and maybe you get Casemiro getting back amongst the goals and... You know, if you get Martinez back before the end of the season, it was a maybe. It wasn't a certainty.
Mm.
With, you know, what are we, 8 points now off Villa?
Mm.
That's a lot of ground to make up. Like, you're asking them to lose a quarter of their remaining games more than we do. Because we're not going to win 12 out of 12, are we?
Mm. So, I mean, Ten Hag said, the team showed big character to fight back. We deserved the equaliser and went for the win. We showed big personality and character. You have to see the bigger picture. The bigger picture looks very good.
I got an idea. Why don't we tell everyone we're 1-0 down when we start? Because we only started playing when they scored. As soon as they scored, we actually, like, when you should have been playing with composure, i.e. like the first hour of the game, we weren't. And then when we were chasing the game, we actually looked more composed chasing the game and we actually got the ball into the final third and had sustained attacks. Was it because Fulham sat off or was it because like this was a game state that we were more comfortable in playing in. Have we worked on final third stuff too much, but not getting to the third or those transitions enough? Like, I don't know.
Rio, I've got a question for you. You see how you've mentioned there's an average of 17 shots that you concede in per game, which is nuts. Did you go through a defensive period when you were at United where Sir Alex said, it might not be Sir Alex, it might be one of the coaches, and you said, you've got to rein it in.
Yeah, remember the year we beat...
You remember how many shots you was getting on time?
Yeah, so you know when we beat Arsenal 8-2 that time?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Don't remember that?
That season...
Go get the DVD for us.
That season, I remember a meeting Sir Alex Ferguson called, and I think we were averaging 16 or 19 goals a game at that point, chances against us. And shots and stuff, and I remember the manager saying this can't happen no more. But I think at that time,
that many?
Yeah, but I think at that time he allowed René Meulensteen to do all the coaching, and he was swayed to be more expansive and open as a team. And so that's what we were seeing. We were winning games like 4-2, 8-2, 3-1, like conceding goals because there were so many chances for the opposition. And then the manager just tightened up the tactics. And then obviously put that
how
to bed.
How does that happen? Obviously,
well, I was going to expand on that. Specifically, how do you shift from that then? So are we looking at both fullbacks getting forward?
Yeah. We were like everyone forward, me and Vida at the back. And then you might have had Carrick sitting screening in front and everyone else gone score goals. And it just, that don't do it.
So what was the change? Do you remember?
I don't remember exactly. I just think it was like basic things like if you're going to go forward on the right hand side, your left fullback come inside the pitch and make it a three at the back. Do you know what I mean? The right side,
and keep
on the left
side. Carrick still
and Carrick's got around Marshall in front of that. And again, sustaining attacks. Don't allow it to become a basketball match where you're up and down. Like you want some controlling game. Control the games. Go 1 or 2-0 up. Get your foot on the ball and drain the life out of this team. Make them run. Do you know what I mean? It's not like we attack, you attack. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, it's hard to win the league. I remember when Jose came back for the second time in his second season when he had Fabregas and Costa up to the Christmas period. They were like, it wasn't boring Chelsea at one point. And I think, you know, because by then he had the tag of being a bit, you know, park the bus and he was trying to get rid of it. He had a few bad results, right, near the December period. They were already on top and they were doing well. Immediately switched it up. And then they had wrapped up the league pretty earlier on. So I can understand what you mean. So but
you,
does he not
get
see
forward,
this?
Can't you? This is what Kevin Keegan's Newcastle were great at. They would score goals, but they give you a chance at the other end.
Yeah.
You don't win a league like
so,
that.
So obviously Ten Hag can see this and he's talking about it's positive, it's this. I mean, it makes me beg to wonder, if you look at Radcliffe's comments during the course of the week, he said, what I would say is if you look at the last 11 years, Man United have had quite a few coaches. Nobody has been successful in the Man United environment. So that means everyone. He's talking about everyone. Eh? This would say to me that there's something wrong with the environment. Do you reckon he stays if you don't win the champion, if you don't get top four?
I think you can answer that now. Because if we lose the next 12 games, no.
Yeah.
If we win the next 12 games, yeah. It depends. If he runs it close and they see an upturn in form and an upturn in the environment at a training ground and they can see something that, okay, we can see what it looks like going into next season maybe if we add the right pieces to it as well, given the structure behind him now could be a lot of things. I think after moving parts have to fall into place for him to stay. But if they don't finish the season well and they're losing games and it looks like the dressing room ain't a harmonious place, I think that, and one thing I would say is I don't think Jim Radcliffe and his team are shy of making big decisions. Yeah. It wouldn't be a big thing for them if they had to. I don't think they look at it and go, oh, I've got to work out the media and the PR. No, no. What's right for Man United now, we'll do.
The list ain't good though, is it?
No.
That list of like a dozen sort of favourites. Gareth Southgate's on it for starters.
Oh, really?
We're not having that, mate.
So if Southgate comes to United, would you be devastated?
I might cry man tears on air.
No. What if he comes on the back of winning the Euros?
He didn't win the Euros.
No, if he's going to come, he's going to be on the back
he
of the Euros.
He said he didn't win the Euros. He said that it wouldn't have been him.
If he wins Euros, he didn't win the Euros.
Who won it then?
Jude Bellingham won it.
Yeah, he's got to see. I know Steve, though. I know Steve well.
Do you not think that... Listen, man.
Gareth Southgate is going to have Dunk, who's having a season, and he's going to have Stones, and he's going to pick Maguire. Tell me I'm wrong. Calvin Phillips is getting measured up for a brand new Paul Smith suit right now with an England badge on it, right? And he's asking James Ward-Prowse, what are you doing? Are you going to Aldi in the summer or what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to Germany. No, I'm not.
You don't think that Gareth Southgate could surprise a few this summer and unleash this team and let them go and play? without the shackles on.
Short reel.
I'm wishful thinking.
What in his history has made you think that?
Just that he might.
Mate, he went absolutely bananas one night and had a Diet Coke. Like, what's a night out with Gareth Southgate look like? Who cares? Because we're owned by 9:15. Like, no.
You don't think that?
No.
I think he might loosen up, man. The waistcoat going to come off. I want to see what he's wearing on the touchline. Because the waistcoat got airtime, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I want to see what he's doing.
But you know what? The bigger potential problem.
Sorry, I reckon Southgate comes. If I was styling him now, Southgate, I'd be telling him to come there.
Braids.
Yeah, braids. I want braids with a bandana, yeah? And I want, like, sliders with socks, with the Nike socks.
Just tell everyone he eats jerk chicken all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I want him just there. I want the chewing gum just
He don't know that flavour.
I want Juicy Fruit chewing gum back in the yellow one just flying about tropical in there.
The most flavour he's had, he had roast chicken once.
With no salt and pepper.
There's no salt and pepper. I ain't seen roast salt and pepper. Just the crispiness would do it. That's the flavour.
If Gareth Southgate came out that, I want him to have gone gym a little bit, buffed up like Jeff Bezos.
I want a absolutely tight, I want a leather tight top. The fake tan.
Yeah, tight top with the 3-button collar. Opened up, a little hair coming out the top.
Come out looking like Vince McMahon, yeah.
Yeah. And a pair of Combats. And a pair of New Balance.
Have you seen the list? Seriously, have you seen that list? That list is depressing.
So who else is on the list?
There's only Zidane on that list, so you go, but even then you go,
Zidane ain't coming, Man United.
But there ain't nobody on that list that you think.
But who else? What are the other names?
Potter's on there.
Don't mean.
De Zerbi will be on there.
Mm. I think Jose's on there, but I don't think Ineos would want to cover.
Tuchel will be on there. He's available.
Nagelsmann's throwing a sign up, and he's put a Batman sign up.
Nagelsmann. Mm-hmm. Who do you take if you're going to get Man United manager next season? If Ten Hag
from that list,
I don't think there's an outstanding candidate where you go, ooh, yeah.
But you have to pick one.
No, I don't.
Just one.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Would you go again?
Why not?
Times two. Would you?
I'll throw some truths out, right? With Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And we didn't really have this with any of the post-Alex Ferguson managers. He scored more 5-goal winning margins than any other. He got us to how many cup finals?
Two, maybe.
So
three.
Literally the fine margin of losing a cup final or winning a cup final. I mean, you got to remember, in 2008, we was John Terry fucking it up apart from Avram Grant being like a double winner. So don't tell me like you get to a final, it's a fine margin.
You know when Ollie went? Did you think it was about time that he went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one that I didn't think was the right time, like Moyes when he went, it was the right time. Jose when he went, it was the right time. Louis van Gaal when he went, felt like he went because Jose was available.
Mm. That's what it felt like, 100%.
The football was boring, no doubt, but we were hard to beat.
On a bloody FA Cup, man.
Yeah, and literally the day after winning FA Cup.
No, they announced him the same day I was outside the stadium. Yeah. It was crazy.
With Ollie, we would go to Paris and we would go to the Etihad. He's got more wins against Pep than like anyone else in the same number of games. Like,
it was counter-attack football, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we had a way. And now, I think you said this at some point in there, like he didn't really have an identity that we were going to go and play when we, you know, we were expected to just steamroll someone. Mm. But we were scoring 5 goals against teams. Mm. So, you know, if you look back on it now, I mean, we was third man run FC. We had some real fluid forward football. If I was going back, I'd go back with Ollie before anybody else.
Okay. Moving on now, really quickly. You've got Man City this coming weekend at the Etihad Stadium. I don't really want to ask you for predictions, but how do you think it's going to go?
Predictions? We need Sudakrem.
It's going to be a long day, man. It's going to be a long day. Etihad's going to like... It's hard enough to go there anywhere, but we're going there with no confidence.
Joe, we got beat 6-3 last time last year, in that fixture last year. I think he played more off the back foot than he did last year.
Because I think he's actually learned that a little bit this year. He has to. I think we get beat by 2 goals.
We got nothing more than a puncher's chance.
Beat by 2 goals.
Garnacho and Rashford on the counter, it is effective, but that's the only hope that we've got.
Highland fit.
No, they said like 2 weeks or something like that for him.
Welcome back to Five. Joel Bayer, Rio Ferdinand, Stephen Howson. And Liverpool have won what I was told 12 months ago was a Tim Pot trophy.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone laughed at Man United when Man United won that. Oh, it's no trophy to shout about. Now I'm seeing people doing double-page spreads in the papers. There's talk shows going on about how great it is.
See, Van Dijk goes... doubt me now or something like that. What was he just said?
You know
they doubted me.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, you just picked up what Harry Maguire won last year. How about calm yourself down?
you guys are funny though, because if I'm honest with you, like, I do think it's just the League Cup, but at the same time, to win it the way he did win it with those young boys, you do have to give him.
You know their team was older than Chelsea.
Yeah, I know it was. It was.
Can I just
and I think
that?
They're over milking all of that age thing, but at the same time, they're products of the academy, so I do understand where the praise comes from.
Okay, let me just stop you there. This is where you're going to start typing the abuse. So, they won it with kids, right?
Yeah, they finished the bit, yeah, with kids.
Okay,
yeah.
So they finished it with a higher average age than Chelsea's.
Yeah.
So they had a higher average age. So Chelsea had
but
more kids.
But they're not first-team players, though. Those players in the Chelsea team are first-team players.
It's the age, don't lie.
Yeah, no, numbers don't lie. And it's the money, anyway, it's the money that's been bought.
But here's
the
thing. They started the game with three. So they were like, oh, we had 11 players missing. Yeah, you started the game with three, right?
Mm.
One of them is Connor Bradley, right? I'll give you that. Good Sun Academy player.
Yeah.
He's 20.
Ooh.
Okay?
It's not 18, 17, 18, is he?
The other one's Harvey Elliott. He's played
Bolton from Fulham, by the way.
Yeah, for £4 million.
Mm.
Yeah, homegrown academy product. But that's already played Premier League before he came to you. He'd already played in the Premier League twice, I believe.
No, I'm just saying.
He's played 100 games. Are we still calling that a kid? 100 games. That's not a rookie anymore. That is a kid. And Keller, right? That kid Keller, he's 25. 25.
He was good though.
He's not a kid though.
No, he's not. He's good. He was good. He was solid.
But so they're three kids. I'd maybe give you one of them, but he's 20.
They weren't the youngest team. All the narrative around it.
Didn't start with the youngest team.
So young,
Amazon as well, by the way. Amazon started it with...
No, that's just the name of the players, just in case you needed them. Go on.
Amazon started with the... Alan Hansen said, you won't win anything with kids. And now he's proven wrong. For starters, that was 30 years ago, basically. 29 years ago. He said it about Manchester United when we lost to Aston Villa, playing, actually, a load of academy players. And then we won the double that year.
Mm.
No one's ever said it about this Liverpool team or about the League Cup.
Mm. It is mad. I think you'll take you out after Liverpool. They've done well. They won it. They were hanging on at points in terms of the chances that Chelsea are creating. The one where Sterling should have shot first time and then it comes back to Palmer. Like, they had a ball didn't end up in the net. Another one that scuffled on the line. Gallagher. Like, mate, I was like, what is going on? How are Chelsea not scored goals here? Like, it just was beyond me. But Liverpool, just they're good at hanging on in games like that, just staying in games. And then Virgil just comes up, trumps, man. His other goal, I thought, should have stood.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. I reckon, I understand why they called it, but you got to start calling everything now, every week, because the amount of times we see that
referee,
is crazy.
It's so shit.
Like,
I actually just thought, though, to be fair, it felt like it's Klopp's last season, isn't it? I get a feeling that he's going to get some luck. There's a fairy tale element to it.
I didn't want that. I didn't want that win because now they're going to start to believe.
Confidence is coming.
Yeah, that's what I don't want, man.
I think they're good. They've
never
built momentum.
A more fucking wanked off team in the media than this. Oh my God. Dude. Let's just have the facts, right? Right.
Go on,
he won the Champions League. He beat Poch. Oh, he's won the League
Cup. Yeah, but you can't.
He beat Poch.
Yeah,
what are
Steve,
we looking at
Steve,
here?
You
we're looking at
you can't,
my guy here, not really.
You've got to give credit when it's due. For example, they had players that, for example, if you look at Chelsea, probably should have won that with the amount of chances that they had. You know, Gallagher missing. He's going to give you everything, you know. But again, you got to give props to Keller as well in goal. Like, so you have to give him the props, man. He's done his bit. They're going to be in a good
position.
They're
trying to put him on the same level of Fergie for winning a...
No, who said that? Who said... When? Who? When?
What? Are you joking?
When?
Have you been on the internet the last 24 hours?
Come on, yeah, but bro, we can't take everything seriously online, man. Come on, man. That's just agenda-driven as well, man. That's like when people argue Messi, Ronaldo for the sake of it. Like.
I have to say, though, if you look at the people that didn't play, it is impressive.
Yeah.
Don't care who you play against. Yeah, Salah, Jota, Nunes, Trent, Alisson, Szoboszlai, Matip, Jones. It's like Thiago. There's a lot of players there that will be genuine first-team players there. Mm. It's unreal, really.
Three.
Nah, man. Look, Salah, Jota, Nunes, Trent, Alisson, Szoboszlai plays. Jones has been playing.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, man. Some of them are our team.
No, but he has been playing this year, especially this season. He's been tops as well. Moving it to Chelsea. Poch, like, I know you got a good relationship with him. So, you know, but...
Yeah, Steve was hugging him up in hugging him up.
Can we have a clip of that, please? Do we have a...
No, we don't have a clip. It didn't fucking happen.
Well, impressed. I think it was a surprise for everyone to see Saudi Arabia beating Argentina.
Hugging him up.
The way these two have just decided this is what happened. I'm going to get on Poch. Poch is going to get this. Poch is going to get that. Poch, come in.
Well, it was quiet.
Quiet. Sat on my phone. Can you take a picture?
You see his Instagram post as well. He tried to make it all cool. It's not that bad. He loved him.
It's all right.
He loved him.
Listen, like I said, my nana's a great bloke and she's every right to manage Chelsea as well because if that's the thing, isn't it? Oh, my God.
Let's just move on.
Rio. No. We just got to... What's going to happen with this man? Like with this whole new regime? No,
seriously, why is the League Cup suddenly a fucking trophy worth winning?
We're literally last year for this.
He sat here going, Mickey Mouse. Yeah. No, we weren't.
Going, it's Mickey Mouse going, you know, happy to win a trophy. Win a trophy.
Do you know
it's
what?
Only a League Cup.
Because I knew you would say this. I went and got my own receipts. And I went and, what did I actually say last year? And I went, you celebrate, if you win trophy, you celebrate. Okay, so I've got no problem with winning a trophy and celebrating. For some man that have won like Champions Leagues and stuff like that, though, a little bit embarrassing the way they celebrated that yesterday. Manchester United was on a 6-year trophy drought. So a lot of fucking Wout Weghorst won this trophy last year. Like, how about relax?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying he'll be judged on winning the league or the Champions League, but this is nice. This is a nice little stepping stone to get into.
It's great
it.
For confidence and momentum.
Well, Jurgen Klopp, 2 Carabao Cups, 1 Champions League, 1 FIFA World Cup. One Premier League, 1 European Super Cup, 1 FA Cup, 1 Community Shield.
Yeah, two trophies and no one gives a fuck about. Well done.
You've done well, Dave.
So what are we moving it on to?
What's that, 9 years?
Arsenal.
9 years, 2 trophies worth of 1. All right, sweet.
Say it with a passion.
I was there, man. Arsenal looked mad impressive. I have to say, Newcastle were poor, but I think Arsenal started the game. I went and watched Arsenal in Porto and they were a shadow of themselves in terms of the form of recent games.
Something's just popped into my head. Why were Arsenal shit on Wednesday?
I think, do you know what it is? What? I think we lack the experience in Europe. It was that nuance that you need. It's always going to be difficult when you go away. Porto, it seems like an easy tie. I always said it.
We said it in the group.
Difficult.
Or your fucking players aren't serious and they're going to London Fashion Week when they've won fuck all the night before they're flying out to Porto. Not serious.
It was part of the contract. He had a few things to do.
If it was your team, then like the other boys were out the night before, what would you be
mate, like? I don't even have to tell you if Marcus Rashford even drove past there on the way somewhere. They'd have been like, Marcus Rashford in his fucking McLaren, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know the drill, right? You know the drill. You can't go out. Win something and go out. We're there with you.
I'm not the coach. But when you go out
the night before you fly to Porto and those two specifically put in an absolute 2 out of 10 performance, well.
But I have to say, they made up for it on Saturday.
Yeah, they were good on
Saturday. Brilliant performance, brilliant. Honestly, man.
The first half was one of the best performances I've seen from Arsenal.
I was worried, you know, like because we had so many chances.
You're tuning up. Why are you worried?
No, like, because, you know, you see with Arsenal, right?
If
you
look
at, because we had a few opportunities like before it went to number two, like we scored the first one, we thought brilliant, but even before that we're thinking if we don't get goals here it could turn bad. Credit to you in the group, you said this could get embarrassing. You called it out, but I think with everything that happened to us last year,
what happened last year,
we're still a bit jittery sometimes. Like it's almost like, you see, like if it's City,
what happened last year?
There's a calmness for
what happened last year?
You know what I mean? Even Liverpool. But I see with us, sometimes we're still a little bit like...
I don't know, you know. I think the fans are jittery.
Yeah.
I don't think the players... there was an authoritative performance in there for me in that game against Newcastle. Yeah. And Newcastle are a dangerous team. I know they're lacking confidence at the moment, but they've got a lot of injuries and I think they've probably got Newcastle at a good time. But Arsenal, you still got to go and perform. And I think the way they come out of the traps early, the intentions were all there immediately when you looked at the game and saw the way they come out. Declan Rice played in a more advanced role, played in the 8 role in that left-hand side where Havertz has been playing. He was first half brilliant. And the two wide men, Saka and Martinelli, who in the week played wide and stayed wide, were fixed out there, came inside and were just creating overloads and problems. And that's how the goals came. I think it was a really good performance. And like I said, I can't boost the centre-back partnership any more than I am doing at the moment. It's the best partnership in the league. There may be, but you can argue better centre-backs here or there, either way, if you look elsewhere. But in terms of a partnership and how effective they are together...
Brilliant.
They're brilliant.
I think the whole team structure, because I hate to give Arsenal credit, obviously, but I'm gonna clip this up because it'll never happen again. Mm-hmm. But they don't concede chances. Mm-hmm. They control games. Mm-hmm.
Really, that's what we're asking about Man United.
Tell them again. Mm.
Stop laughing behind the camera. Mm-hmm.
There are Arsenal fans behind there as well.
That's Judge 360 TV. They don't support any teams. They support five teams.
They control the ball nice. They're pretty good on defensive transition. Mm-hmm. Not so much against Porto the other night, we'll give you that.
Yeah, well, but still a second leg to go.
They really don't concede chances. Like,
do you know who's good the other day? Jorginho.
I was going to say Jorginho.
In terms of control.
I think, I said this the other week, nobody picked up on it.
Controlling.
You are better without a number nine. You are a lot better without a number nine.
You know what's funny? You know who was at the game, funnily enough? Yeah. Ivan Toney was at the game.
Was he?
Yeah.
What's he doing there?
Because
is he an Arsenal fan?
Sitting in the box.
He had an acker on.
Sitting in the box, what I do. He was a few boxes down.
Is he an Arsenal fan?
I can't remember what he said. Because he mentioned Liverpool as well in an interview once, but I don't know if it's... I'm not sure if it's Liverpool or Arsenal.
If I was being linked to Arsenal, left, right, centre, would I go to the game?
Someone else said, I was talking to Jack.
James Maddison was at United game before he moved.
Is it?
Me and Jack were having this discussion.
What passed him like?
Some people said that he was there to support his old team, Newcastle.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he's got mates there or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Barcelona game. Joined United at Barcelona last season. Mm. James Maddison was in a queue. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, no. The fact that we're not talking about an Arsenal number nine is testament to the team as well. They're playing well. They're scoring goals now.
I think they're better with it. I think they create that central overload.
Well, Steve, if you're looking at those two games that we lost during the Christmas period, the ones that stand out the most, West Ham and Liverpool in the FA Cup, we were creating the chances. We just weren't finishing.
I think if you got a number nine, it's a wrap. Yeah, you lot become an absolute threat.
Proper.
I think you're good now, and I think you're gonna have to be near perfect now to win the league, especially without a number nine.
Yeah.
That's the way City done it. You had to be perfect, and you're gonna have to be the same. But I think I asked Edu before the game, your sporting director, if you'll go for a number nine, if the recruitment conversations are about a number nine, and he danced around the question a bit, which suggests to me that a number nine is top of the agenda.
Really? I do want to big up Kai Havertz though. I was having this chat with Farrah Williams before. She's always banging on about how techie he is, whatever. I don't really see it as much because she's talking cage football. I was just Farrah, let's relax. Mm-hmm. But I messaged her the other day. I was just I tell you what, I'm starting to see it. Resilience, man. Considering how difficult it might have been for him with the fan base coming from Chelsea, the fans wanting a number nine. But if you was to take off the name off the back of his shirt and you just look at the performances and the goals and you go, this player's been bought for 65 million, how do you rate his season so far? You go, really good. You're not going to say world class, or you're just going to say, yep.
Yeah, I just think he plays really his role. Good. I think in a team that's going to win a league, you need role players, people that can just play roles at given times. He can dovetail between the two positions as well, as a nine or an 8/10.
Yeah.
So that versatility is a positive for the Arsenal team. And I think that's what he's been bought for. He can play in multiple positions. Mm. And like I said, if you're going to win the league, it's not going to be just the same 11 out every week winning the league.
They're not going to win the league.
No,
don't worry, man.
That's not going to come third, which is going to be hilarious. Because then I can see...
Where's my casserole?
Then I can see Odegaard going...
Where's my casserole, man?
I can see Odegaard going Real Madrid.
We're cooking.
I can see that.
I'm just seeing Man City just churn out 1-0s. Just getting by a team. 2-1, whatever.
Foden.
Foden again.
It's funny because you guys got him coming up. And we've actually got a clip here that we're going to insert of Vincent Kompany talking about Foden when we interviewed him. What makes him so special?
His progression rate. That. He came through as a 17-year-old, but he was part of a good generation with Jadon Sancho coming through from youth to first team. And but what it is with Phil is I don't think people understand how relentless he is, how much he actually loves what he does. And we've had the discussion about, the talent of Mario, but Phil is relentlessly obsessed with the game, and he turns into this... He's a very nice guy who's, won't say too much and won't go into too much discussions. But if you put him on a football pitch, his football brain is actually awesome. And his football brain is quick. What I like with him is he's one of the players that always looks to go to run at people.
We also had Pep Guardiola say how good of a top-class player he is. I have to say, this is the season where...
Oh, there you go. That's it. He's going to get benched for the rest of the season now.
What?
Pep said stuff like that.
When did Pep say this?
He said it
this week still.
What, can you read it, what he said?
I'm not. I'm staying away from all
read
that
what
chat.
He said. Just read
I'm
what he said.
Staying away from all that chat.
I'll read
I
it.
I don't want all that chat, Rio.
I'll read it. You remember this whole absolute wibble between these lot?
Listen.
Is Foden or Saka world class? Well, they're all wrong. And Pep's wrong as well, because he says before he was a little boy, now he's a world class top player. He's so good. He can play everywhere, but especially in the central positions, he's really good.
I'm not here to have those discussions. Good goal on the weekend. unlucky.
I didn't even say it was world class, but Pep said it was world class.
You look like you had a good time on that plane.
Man. Yeah. Do you know what I feel sorry for in this situation?
Yeah.
Saka.
Why?
Because it's just bringing, it brings in more pressure. Someone asked me a simple question. I answer it, honestly. Mm. I give him the praise and credit that I think he deserves.
Yeah.
But it's a massive compliment. He's being talked about even around the world-class conversation, I think, for a player so young. Do you know what I mean? So,
Was you being spoken about as a world-class player at that age?
World-class potential,
22.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not a world-class player.
I remember reading an article about you at 18, on the back of the Mirror, talking about you as a player. You made your England debut at 18.
Mm. 18, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have been around that time, I think.
Potential. Yeah. But, yeah, so you were saying.
He did all right.
What was I doing at 22? I think 22, I think I might have played.
22, what year was that?
22, can't remember.
That would have been 2002.
I went to Leeds.
2001.
I was semi-final of Champions League, captain.
Weren't doing
played for England.
Best centre-half of the World Cup, 2002.
But so like, I don't know. I think, listen, I don't want to talk about that no more because I don't want to bring no more stress or pressure to someone like Saka in such an important part of the season.
Shit, bag.
but Pep's just said that Phil Foden's world class.
I'm not even going to entertain that, if I'm honest.
What?
Anyway, moving on.
He's also, at one point, I can remember this, and I remember going, fuck off. He also called Foden better than Messi at one point as well. So.
Yeah, but he's going to back his players, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but
he's
you don't. Gonna... Listen, there's backing your player, and there's talking.
No, he didn't say he's better than Messi. That's you got the context. You're not
it's
giving it the context.
No, don't give
me
the context.
Real,
I don't want context. I want to throw that out there and leave it there.
It's about context.
So he
said at that age that he was talking about, when he, I think it was like 18 or 19, he's better.
First of all,
in certain ways.
Even that's not true, though. Even that's not true, by the way. Because at 19, Messi was.
I'm just saying it's less wild than saying he's a better player full stop.
If you see Messi at 19, you'll know that is mad wild.
They
still weren't
nowhere near his best years, though. I'm just saying it's more of a wild comment
if you're
saying his career.
You see that dribble for him last week?
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying it's more of a wild comment to say that Foden in the whole in general is a better player than Messi than saying at same age at 19... He might have been a better player. I think it's a better thing to understand at 19 than saying as a career, as a
Real.
Player, he's better than Messi.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just going to send you clips and you're going to say...
Was he 19 in 2008 when we played? Messi was nuts. I don't know.
What are you saying? It was... Anyway, leave it. That's it. It's just nuts. Leave it.
Did you see that dribble with him last week?
Over the injured man. That was a little bit... If I was an injured man, I'd say, listen, take me now. Take me now.
The player was good about it, though. He posted in his stories. He goes, yes, that's me.
What else is he going to do?
Yes, that's me being used as a cone against
No.
Bro, people don't understand how difficult that is to do that, by
the
way.
Do you know the process, the mind process, the way he's brought that down? There's a man on the floor. He's injured. I can't touch him, but I'll just dink it over him and run round.
And collect it.
I was like, this guy's thinking, he's processing stuff on a different level.
He scored yesterday, by the way, as well. Him and Alaba.
Yeah, they're playing some triangles over it into Miami at the moment.
It's just like, sick, man. Bex is doing a good thing over there, man. He really is.
When's that season end? It's soon, isn't it?
It's just started.
Yeah.
I knew it was...
Phil Neville's back in the job, by the way.
Oh.
Shout out Phil Neville. Timberwolves.
Oh, is it?
Why are you laughing?
Well, like as an intern or something.
These guys are magic.
I didn't say anything.
My man, he doesn't seem to do a press conference the other day. I think he's been there 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Good luck to him. Good luck, Phil. Yeah.
Everton. You just said Everton. What, they've been reinstated 4 points?
Mm.
Man.
Back in the game.
Back in the game. Yep.
Luton and them teams will be fuming right now. Mm. You know what I mean? But
so what does this mean for City? Does that mean that City, there's less press?
City are on a delay tactics, boy.
Yeah. City are going to be in a Northern Prem once all this lot comes to fruition.
He said Northern Prem.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you're going to be in the Northern Prem and me and him are burgling Jolly and Lescott's house.
Jolly will be there just holding the trophy to medals like that saying, come take them.
Brighton drew 1-1. Your boy Dunk, 90 plus 5 minutes. Ah, honestly.
Watkins, by the way. Yeah. First player this season to 25 goal involvements.
It's so under... You see Villa as a whole, yeah?
Unai Emery. You man messed up.
Mad
you lot messed up letting him go.
You Arsenal. Might win the league already if it weren't for him.
Do you know what? Yeah, I've always said he was a good coach, if I'm honest. I just think it was a timing.
Could United take Unai Emery one day? If
Flex happens. Is saying he would take him, you know?
Is it?
Flex is saying he would take him. He would go for him.
He'd win us the Europa League.
But does he leave, though? Does he leave Villa for United this summer?
Shut up, Joel, man. Some blasphemy, bro. What are
you
talking about?
He's just had a new contract.
It means nothing.
He's got a good
when
squad.
When the Man United hierarchy can't turn up and Radcliffe four. In tow.
How many points
he's ducking? He's ducking. He's out.
Is he?
Yeah, Villa will say thank you, but we can't compete.
I'm going to use a real quote here.
Speaking of
I'm sure Unai Emery himself will tell you that he's not leaving.
Robbie Savage, ruthless.
What?
They've just lost Alex Bruce. Yeah, Alex Bruce. I mean, this whole situation we're going on with Mac is ruthless. Alex Bruce has just left Mac to go Salford as a coach when he was head coach, manager at Mac. Mac have just taken Michael Clegg, not that Michael Clegg, there's another guy called Michael Clegg in the area. That's a football coach. Mm-hmm. He signed a contract extension like first week of Feb. Robbie's just gripped him up and made him manager at Mac.
Listen, wow. If Man United come and said to Unai Emery, listen, bro.
Really, if we came for Arteta,
whatever. Arteta would leave Arsenal to go Man United.
No, he wouldn't. No,
he's probably still looking at gaff in Manchester.
Do we leave us to go Barca? He ain't leaving us to go United.
If Man United now. Smiley face on a whiteboard and be like, guys,
it's not
it's
happening.
Been a pleasure.
No one said it's happening, but I'm saying if Man United, in a wild dream, said, you know what, Erik ten Hag, thank you, or Erik ten Hag's been poached by Bayern Munich and he goes there, and then Man United say, right, off top of all this is Arteta. Arteta's going in and saying to the lads, listen, guys, it's been emotional. But I've got to move. I've got to go.
Rio. Sad face. On
Yeah.
I disagree immensely, but we can agree to disagree. new manager bounce, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, 3-0. Company Burnley. Got slapped up.
Big things, man. You know? Yeah, so basically, you know what? I think that's it, really.
Shout out O'Neill, by the way. Wolves got another win.
They've gone up to eight. Here. Sheffield United are horrible. They are the worst Premier League team ever.
Are they worse than Blackpool that year?
Wow.
Could they get the least points?
I can't remember.
Who were the worst team?
Derby, innit?
Is it Derby?
Derby?
They're the worst ever. That Derby team was horrible.
Robbie Savage played for them.
Robbie Savage probably captain.
Nah.
I'm going to have to check before we finish.
Robbie Savage is captain of that team. I'm gutted I've never known that. Because I would have blazed him every time I see him.
You got messages for the people watching?
Yeah, man. Listen, make sure you guys follow, subscribe, turn your notifications on because we need to make sure that you guys are finally tuned and tuned in to what we're coming with. We've got the judge that don't know how to judge, don't know how to kind of make sure that he keeps...
Judge 360.
Who was top goal scorer and how many goals?
Three.
Malcolm Christie.
Close.
Christie.
No.
Nah, that was way.
Wait, don't say it. Top goal scorer. Derby.
2008
times. Is it midfielder?
I need to send you something.
Is it a midfielder? Robbie Savage is captain. Wow. Robbie Savage was captain.
Oh my gosh.
It was Kenny Miller with four.
Kenny Miller. Robbie Savage was captain of the worst Premier League team in history. Robbie, man.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to check how many games.
No wonder Robbie's doing so much of his hair and his clothes right now. He's keeping everybody off the scent.
Wow. Guys, thank you very much for watching this week's episode of
Mike
with Five.
You can never chat to me no more. Robbie, you can't chat to me no more. I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, what did you do in 2008?
Done the double, I think.
Oh, was it? It was all right season, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's mad. Guys, listen, we've got a courtroom experience coming on Thursday. We've got loads
the
of videos coming.
Judge 360, man.
Come on.
Let's see
Thursday.
What he's got.
You know, we had a good episode last week. What was it last week? Oh, it was the whole
world
court
class.
Case. Yeah. But we've got him back again. So please make sure you
are you
keep
up on
watching.
Charges yet for the
no charges. No charges.
Well,
I've been talking to the judge. I've been snipping him a brown envelope. We're good for now. You got to go on trial soon. For the Qatar takeover comments, that's
coming
soon.
Do you know who my person
who was your source?
The person to give me this.
No, don't
info.
Say it yet. Say it on the show.
The person who gave me the info is possibly one of the most respected people in regards of sources.
Really?
In football.
Last night in the comments, who you think it might be?
Oh yeah, speculate. Be libelous with it as well. Let's just go bananas.
So that person should be coming to court, not me.
Ooh, we'll see.
I was just relaying the information. I got excited, guys. I take that.
Listen, mate, you're part of it, mate. Part of it. You've got to be careful who you hang around with. Do you know what I mean? Guys, make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe. And we will be back next week. Peace.